Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. I would like to begin our coming back together with thanksgiving. That's how I'd like for us to come back together, with thanksgiving. I believe that's a needful subject and an appropriate subject for us to come back together to. Thanksgiving. Our Lord has been with us, and we need to acknowledge that that's so. Our Lord has been with us, and He's had His hand on us. And He's helped us, and He's allowed us to be here right now. So for that reason, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 will be our text. And it says, "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What I'd like for us to look at in this is, how do we properly give thanks? That's what I want us to see. How do we properly give thanks? I want to give thanks. You want to give thanks. How do we properly give thanks? This is the will of God concerning us. So how do we do it? How do we do it properly? It's something that we as God's people should put much emphasis on. A lot of times things happen and we forget to go back and give thanks. We beg and pray and cry, "Lord, please, please, please." And He does it. He hears us. He answers us. And we forget to go back and give thanks. And it's something that we need to be very mindful of. We need to put much emphasis on it, because this word says that there is peace from God in being thankful to Him. And as a side note, I want to point this out. If you are in a hard way, emotionally, physically, if you are depressed, if you are whatever, in some form of a bad way, and you want to get over it, start thanking the Lord. I'm serious. Start thanking the Lord for everything that you can think of to thank Him for, and it will pull you out of it. It'll pull you right out of your depression. You just start being grateful, and it'll change everything. It will absolutely change everything. There is peace from God to His people through being thankful. The scripture says, for those who are not His people and are never truly from the heart thankful to Him, it says they will be given over to judgment and wrath. That's the opposite. Let me just show you that. Look with me at Philippians 4. Philippians 4, verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing." The scripture is always telling us this. Be full of care over nothing. "But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Prayer and supplication, and that's what we do You know, the Lord allows us to get into a place and we start praying and begging, Lord, these are our requests. This is what we're asking. He said, with thanksgiving, as much thanksgiving as we can give. And he said, the peace of God shall keep you. Now, the opposite of that is in Romans 1. Turn with me over there. Romans 1, verse 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now watch verse 21. Because that when they knew God, two things, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up. So it ought to be very important to us to be thankful. And it is. It is. It is very important to God's people to be thankful, because they know, they all truly know, that God has to be the one to put the thankfulness in them. It has to come from Him. Even our thankfulness is His work. Where is boasting then? Saying, well, at least we're thankful. No, God is the one who has to put that in us. That's His doing in us. Every soul in this room, in the flesh, all we are is Romans 1. So we want to be thankful, and we beg our Lord to allow us to be thankful. We beg Him to create thankfulness in us to Him at all times. Look with me, if you would, at Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verse 15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Be thankful. God's people are a thankful people. We are, aren't we? Thankful. We want to be thankful, and we want to know how to be more thankful. Like the man said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. In that same way, we cry, Lord, we're thankful, but help us to be more thankful. Help us to realize this more. So I just want to look at this subject for a minute. How do we as God's people properly give thanks? Well, go with me back to our text. 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 18 says, in everything give thanks. In everything, give thanks. That's the first thing. That's the first way. May God teach us to be thankful in everything. everything. May God teach us that. I acknowledge my flesh is not. My flesh is not. That's not the first response of my flesh. But I sincerely pray, Lord, would you teach me to do that and teach me to be that? In everything, give thanks. Not in just what appears to be good things. I have said this before, Lord willing, I'll say it 1,000 more times. There are things that happen to us that appear to be good things. Wow, would you look at that? Oh, we're so thankful. Isn't that amazing? That's God. That's the hand of God. You see what God did? Buddy, we're thankful. That's what we do. We do that in the things that physically benefit us. I lost my job, but I just got a better job. Or whatever that may be. May God teach us to not just be thankful in the things that go our way or the way that we want them to go, but everything. You know how happy, if there is peace in being thankful, you know how happy we would be? I mean, happy, oh, so happy. Lord, teach us to do this. I'm sincerely asking, Lord, teach us to do this. Look with me at Ephesians 5. I pray the Lord might teach us to do this right here. Ephesians 5, verse 19, it says, speaking to yourselves, that just means quietly in your heart, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Doesn't that sound so happy? Doesn't that sound so joyful and peaceful? How do we properly give thanks? Number one, by giving thanks in everything. Always, for all things, no matter what it is, no matter what it appears to be. I have things that I have it in my mind. I think it'd be best if it goes this way. And in my heart, and you know, you do the same thing. You're just really hoping it goes this way. Lord, teach me that when it doesn't, even when it doesn't, teach me to be thankful to you, no matter what it means for me individually. Teach me to be thankful to you. Our Lord was our great example of this. I love Him and you love Him. We love Him. We're going to admire Him. He was our great example of this. The Scripture says concerning His body that would be broken on the cross, just horribly marred and disfigured. And also concerning the blood He would shed. This is what it says. The night in which He was betrayed, it says He gave thanks. That's what He did. He got those 12 disciples there, and he was doing something. He said, I'm going to show you what I'm about to go through. I'm going to show you what I'm about to endure for you. And He gave thanks. And He broke it. He broke it Himself. And He said, you take this, even though this is what this means for me, even though this is the outcome for me, you take this and you eat this and you drink this. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you. He gave thanks. in everything, even in that. Even in his own death, his own sacrifice. He gave thanks. He was thankful. And so are we. Oh, how thankful we are for the fact that he gave himself to redeem us for our sins. Thankful, thankful, thankful. So in following his great example, number one, we give thanks in everything, no matter what it is. Always, Ephesians 5 here says, for all things. Now the second thing is right here in Ephesians 5, verse 20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God. Look with me at Colossians 3 again. Turn with me again over there. Colossians 3, verse 17 says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We give thanks to God by acknowledging him in whatever it is we're giving thanks for. This has become so, when the Lord reveals something to you in the Word, you see it everywhere. When God reveals grace, not works, you see it everywhere. And with each thing that he reveals, you see it everywhere. And the thing that he has most recently revealed to me is the absolute importance of acknowledging him in everything. Everything. That's what we do. We acknowledge him in whatever we're giving thanks for. We acknowledge his hand in it. We acknowledge that it's from him, whatever it is. Look with me back at our text. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Whatever it is, if it's happening, then it is the will of God. Whatever it is, we acknowledge his power over it, his absolute control in it, that's what he did. I cannot remember which hurricane it was quite a few years ago. I wasn't living in Kingsport, but a hurricane, struck somewhere and people died from it. And I was talking with a lady in town about it, and she was absolutely just beside herself over this. And she said to me, she said, God didn't want this to happen. And I said, ma'am, God caused this to happen. This was from him. This was at his hand. Now, somebody's going to hear that and they're going to say, do you mean to tell me that you're thankful for something like that? You'd be thankful that something like that happened? Are you actually happy over the fact that all those people died because of that? Even the Lord himself doesn't take pleasure in the death of the wicked. Being thankful does not necessarily mean that you take pleasure in something. I want to really point this out. Being thankful just acknowledges the fact that it's at his sovereign hand. It's just bowing to it. I've told you this story before, but this is a good one, especially for this subject. But back in 1920, two preachers of the gospel, one was named A.D. Muse, and the other one was named Josh Gravett. And they were driving down the road one night. It was very late. I believe they had both been preaching in a meeting. But anyway, they were in a Model T Ford car. car, and one of the front tires blew, and the car flipped off the road. And Josh Gravett was thrown from the car. And A.D. Muse crawled out of the upside-down car, opened the door and crawled out of this upside-down car and could see Josh was hurting bad. He ended up having broken ribs and a punctured lung, and he crawled over there to him, and he put his arm around him, and he said, "Are you hurt bad, Brother Josh?" And Josh said, "Archie, God is sovereign, and we'll be thankful." That was his reply. As these two men, preachers of the gospel, and even if had they been preaching at a meeting, you think, well, they just preached the gospel of God to people, and that was his providence for them. It was just so we could tell this illustration right now. God is sovereign. Here they are laying there, beat up, broken, punctured. God is sovereign, and we'll be thankful. Does thankful always mean happy about it? Not necessarily. But it does mean that in every single thing that happens, we acknowledge God's sovereign hand in it. And if God's sovereign hand is in it, then we acknowledge the necessity of it. If this is happening, then it had to happen according to purpose. If that's what's going on, it had to go on. It must needs happen. If it be, it need be. That's how everything is with our Lord. Everything. There's only one way with Him. Never is there a fork in the road on God's providence. There's only one predetermined, foreordained way. So truly being thankful is acknowledging that and acknowledging Him in whatever it is that comes our way, whatever. Now here's the next thing. Verse 18, right here, our text, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In Christ Jesus concerning you. Let me repeat that one more time. In Christ Jesus concerning you. Romans 8. That chapter starts out by talking about those that are in Christ Jesus. You know what it says? There's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And that chapter goes on to talk about all these wonderful things and promises that God has purposed for those who are in Christ Jesus. And then you get to verse 28, and it says concerning God's people, those who are in Christ Jesus, it says, "All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Being thankful in a given thing is acknowledging the good in it. Not just that it is of the hand of the Lord. It is, but not just acknowledging that it is of the hand of the Lord. Not just that He is the one doing it, and it's His control over it and His power in it. Not just that it has to be the way it is because of His purpose and His providence. But along with all that, it's acknowledging the fact that good will come from it. Good will come from it. Turn with me to Psalm 119. I'm not going to keep you much longer, but turn over to Psalm 119. Boy, I love this. I hope the Lord will teach us some of these things that He's taught His dear saints throughout the generations. Psalm 119. Verse 71. David said, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. It's good for me. What a powerful verse of scripture that is. Verse 65, he said, thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Watch this. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. And we can enter into that, can't we? Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. He said, the proud have forged a lie against me, but I'll keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It's good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. It's the greatest riches a man or woman could ever know. That is being thankful, seeing God's hand in it, seeing his control of it, seeing the necessity of it, seeing the good in it. And in all of that, because of all of that, after all of that, it's praising him for it. Go with me back to our text. First Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We can read that two ways. Both of them are accurate. Both of them are true. Number one, he's saying, give thanks, because this is what God willed to happen to you. That's the first thing he's saying. Give thanks because this is what God willed and purposed to happen to you. And number two, he's saying, in what has happened to you, give thanks because that's God's will in it. God wills for you to give thanks in what has happened to you. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Everything that concerns us is in Christ Jesus. Therefore, that's where our thanks is. Our thanks is in him. It's because of him. It's because of his blood. It's all for his sake. For Christ's sake, we'll be thankful. And I'm not going to read this. We were going to turn to Hebrews 13. But Hebrews 13 is saying that he suffered for us without the camp. Everything that he endured for us, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, he suffered without the gate. Let us go for therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore, because of what he did, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. For Christ's sake, we'll be thankful. May God honestly teach us. This would be a good thing to commit to memory and repeat often. May God teach us to say and mean, God is sovereign and we'll be thankful. All right, you're dismissed.